Hello everyone, I'm George Marlin. Thank you for coming back to my channel or visiting for the very first time. I'm commenting on what the mayor of New York, Soran Mamdani, said recently, if Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, comes to New York City, then he ought to be arrested by the New York Police Department. Now, Mr. Mamdani, Mayor Mamdani, is ultimately in charge of the NYPD, but as I understand it, he doesn't have operational control. Because he can't say, arrest all my political opponents, arrest people for this or that. You know, these are policing decisions. They have discretion. He can direct the overall policy. I believe he can get rid of the police chief, but that's it, because that would be to politicize it too much. If you could say, arrest these people, release those, don't invest that crime, and so forth, then that would be wrong. But he's expressed his view that in accordance with the International Criminal Court warrant, Mr. Netanyahu should be arrested. One thing is, the United States has not ratified the Rome Statute of the ICC, but there are huge crimes against humanity committed by the Israeli Defense Forces at the behest of the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and he doesn't quite give orders to the military. I mean, he sort of directs their overall policy, but the army officers are really carrying out his wishes. He's been there in military uniform into Gaza and so on. So obviously he's responsible for the mass murder of civilians, even at West Bank, where Hamas doesn't even exist. Now, there is at the very least collusion with Israeli illegal immigrants who are murdering Palestinian civilians there, over 1,100 in the last 5 years alone, virtually all of them unarmed men, women, children, often elderly people, little children, as well as many savage beatings. This is an orgy of racist violence, armed robbery, driving Palestinians out of their homes. And then so Zionist shills like Natasha Hausdorff have the chutzpah to claim, oh, it's wrong, you just don't want people to live there because they're Jews. No, we don't want people to live there because they've stolen the house of the rightful owner, bulldozed it, either murdered them or else driven them out, and so forth. So there are countless crimes that the Netanyahu government has carried out. And yes, it's elected by the Israeli people, but that doesn't somehow give them a pass. And the United States is very quick to gratingly assert its moral superiority and to preach to others, despite its own bad human rights record at all, and despite arming and funding Israel, knowing the constant atrocities that Israel's committing against defenseless Palestinians. And so it goes on. So the cutting off water, of food, electricity, medicine, medical equipment, the people of Gaza, the mass murder of at least 73,000 Palestinian civilians repeatedly targeted, the torture of people whom Israel has kidnapped, accusing them of being terrorists, and so forth. Rape, it just goes on. It's absolutely sickening. The constant lies they've told about this, they've even walked back some of their public statements. The denial of the crimes they're committing. The murder of, say, British aid workers who told the IDF what their car registration was, where they were going, when they were going. They were killed anyway, no mistake, and so forth. Funny how Israel's got pinpoint accuracy to kill Hamas militants thousands of miles from its borders, but somehow can't get them in Gaza without killing of hundreds of Palestinian civilians, you know, each week into the bargain. Hundreds of Palestinian civilians murdered after the ceasefire several months ago. So it's not remotely hateful to say that international law must be upheld. The humanitarian law applies to Palestinians too. The Geneva Convention must be observed. The Hague Convention must be observed. These are conventions that Israel has signed and ratified. And indeed, Israel asserts the rights of its own people under these conventions. It behoves them to abide by them as well. So, you know, you see how they have this reckless disregard for international law. It's a rogue state, how they've cloned and abused the passports of friendly countries like the United Kingdom and Republic of Ireland in carrying out murder abroad in the United Arab Emirates, the murder of scientists in Iran, claiming that they were developing nuclear weapons. Even if that's true, would that entitle Iran to murder Israeli scientists whom Iran says are working on Israel's nuclear arms project? I mean, Iran is a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and Israel is not. Iran has subjected itself to very extensive inspections, and Israel has not. Iran is not illegally occupying other countries where Israel is. You may not recognize Palestine as a country, but everyone recognizes Lebanon, everyone recognizes Syria. Even Israel recognizes these countries and yet illegally occupies their countries, starts a war of illegal aggression against Iran, and on and on and on. The litany of offenses against humanity is almost endless. So the case for putting Benjamin Netanyahu on trial before an international tribunal is unanswerable. And as for, it says there's nothing remotely hateful about what Mamdani has said. Now, I sharply disagree with Mamdani on many issues. So he's far left and I'm definitely not. But he's not wrong on everything. The devil can speak true occasionally. This is not a left-right issue. This is just common humanity. And you can see South Africa's case against Israel submitted to the International Court of Justice. And the gravamen of this case was mostly composed of public statements by Israeli government ministers and Israeli military officers. So there have been constant dehumanizing, blatantly racist remarks against Palestinians, against Arabs more broadly, against Muslims, whether Palestinian or Arab or not, and so forth. These are not directed against Hamas or anyone like that, they're just Palestinians. So after the 7th of October attacks, and by the way, the conflict had been going on for a century before that, Yoav Gallant, the Israeli Minister of Defense, he said, "We are fighting human animals and are acting accordingly," close quotation. But if these people are saying they're animals, they're not human, they don't have human rights. So you see, this is very hateful by them, because you'd kill animals without compunction. They've got no rights. And that was a statement along with the press release where they said they're going to cut off food, fuel, electricity supplies, and so forth. Now, why would you do that? You do that because you want people to die of starvation, and indeed their wish has been granted. You want people to die because they don't get life-sustaining medicine. You want people to die because they don't have medical equipment to treat them. And that affects civilians as much as militants. So Israel's own estimate is that 85% of the people have killed are not militants. You know, by their own estimate, a high majority they've killed are civilians, you know. So it really is just sickening, you know, children shot by snipers in the testicles, children shot by snipers in the head, the deliberate attacks on hospitals. Even the IDF said that they destroyed a hospital to kill one Hamas fighter, knowing that they would kill dozens of civilians as well. That is murder. You can see the gross disproportionality. It wasn't urgent to kill that person at that particular time, attacking a seaside cafe, killing dozens of civilians to kill one Hamas militant and so on, claiming that every school, that every hospital, that every mosque, that every house is a Hamas base, has tunnels underneath it, and on and on and on. So this is state terrorism trying to terrorize the civilian population of Gaza and linking food aid to getting their hostages back, which they mostly did. By the way, what about the 10,000 Palestinian hostages in Israeli prisons who are frequently tortured or frequently reduced to starvation? Rations are sometimes subjected to sexual abuse. And all the crimes that Israel committed, denying, lying about it, claiming of blood libels. Well, all these blood libels against the Palestinian people as though they're not human beings. And they're using the word blood metaphorically, these Zionist spokesmen and spokeswomen. This is literal blood, many, many gallons of Palestinian blood, which are shed for Netanyahu's bloodlust. It's not a libel if what you're saying is true. And Netanyahu and his coterie are condemned out of their own mouth. So opinion polls show that 50% of Israelis would approve of killing every single man, woman, and child in Gaza. That is genocidal. There's others who would not agree to kill all of them, just most of them, or just half of them. So a clear majority of Israelis would approve of genocide. Because remember, genocide, you don't have to kill every single last member of that group. It just has to be a substantial minority. This is like saying, oh, the Holocaust wasn't genocide because it only killed 30% of the world's Jewish population. Well, the intention was, if not to wipe out the Jewish community, to kill a very large percentage, probably a majority. That's still genocide. If you only kill 50% of that ethnic group, or 30%, or maybe even 10%, I mean, if your intention is to kill lower than that, it might not quite be genocidal. It's still absolutely monstrously evil. Anyway, so some government ministers have publicly said that they want the total destruction of Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu himself, in his immediate response to the 7th of October attacks, said this is like Amalek. And obviously no Jewish person would miss the allusion to that biblical story where the children of Israel were commanded to kill every single last person of a certain ethnic group. So that's what the intention was, to kill every single member of that. Obviously Israel had to be held back a little bit by public opinion, likewise in the United States, likewise the world media. They depend on international trade. They want their funds in the United States. They want their weapons in the United States and Germany and other countries. So they felt they couldn't go too far. The other thing is eventually the Arab world might say, this is too sickening even for us. The Arab world, which has largely abandoned Palestinian solidarity, might say, we're just going to have to weigh in. We can't see the Palestinian people wiped out. You know, Israeli government ministers and generals have said there are no innocents. I've seen a video of Israeli soldiers chanting that there are no civilians there anymore. Wow. They've been caught on camera murdering civilians. You see them on camera beating and humiliating people who are disarmed or tied up or who are blindfolded. You're sickening. You see the brutality against the Gaza flotilla. People they know are totally unarmed. Civilians of often foreign friendly countries who simply trying to deliver humanitarian aid to relieve the horrific suffering of the virtually defenseless, the brutalized people of Gaza and so on. So, and even, you know, in the West Bank, as I pointed out, where there is no Hamas as an excuse, still there's the mass murder of Palestinian civilians. So it's absolutely sickening. What's hateful is the rhetoric out of the Netanyahu government, which revolts even many Israelis. And it's not about being Jewish or not about being Jewish. Remember, 25% of Israelis are not Jewish. Israelis are only about 30% of the Jewish population of the world. And there are some Jewish people who are just as revolted as I am by the disgrace that Netanyahu is, how he disgraces the Jewish people and Judaism's noble humanitarian principles. Wow. So supposedly that life is sacred, but you know, he has murdered so many Palestinian people. And no, it's not self-defense. Genocide is not self-defense. You know, if a people are entitled to defend themselves, that applies to the Palestinian people too. And they're the ones who are illegally occupied. They're the ones who are heavily oppressed. They're the ones subjected to massive scale racist terrorism every single day. Anyway, peace now and free Palestine.